The minute Rafaela Matos heard gunshots and saw helicopters over her Rio de Janeiro neighborhood, she immediately dropped to her knees to pray. She asked God to protect her 14-year-old son, João Pedro. Then she called the boy's phone. "Be calm," João Pedro texted her, saying he was safe in his aunt's house. Just minutes later, Brazilian police burst through the door and fired their weapons. They shot the teenager in the stomach. He did not survive the attack. But his parents would not learn that for many hours. Police did not even tell them where their son had been taken. João Pedro Matos Pinto was among 600 people killed by police this year in the Brazilian state of Rio de Janeiro. That is almost double the number killed by U.S. police during the same period in America, which has 20 times more people. Like João Pedro, most of the 600 dead were black or mixed race and lived in the city's poorest neighborhoods called favelas. The Rio de Janeiro State Public Prosecutor's Office recently described the local police as the deadliest in Brazil, even though the state, it noted, is not among the 10 most violent states in the country. As the Black Lives Matter movement brings hundreds of thousands to the streets worldwide, protesters angry about João Pedro's death are organizing the largest gatherings against police violence in years on the streets of Rio. Protester João Gabriel Moreira said, "They kill teenager after teenager in their homes every day. We're here because we need to be." Moreira made the comment at a June 10th protest. The 19-year-old civil engineering student added that he had never demonstrated about anything before this year. "Kill a young black man in a favela, it's seen as normal. He must be a drug dealer," Moreira said. "Racism has always been hidden in Brazil," he said. "That's why so few of us are here. If Brazil had racial consciousness, this street would be filled." Rio police said they were involved in a joint search operation with military and federal police when they killed João Pedro on May 18th. A federal investigator on the case, Eduardo Benonis, said no evidence of illegal activity was found at the site of the raid. Police put João Pedro on a helicopter after the shooting, but they never took him to a hospital. And officials gave no information to his parents about where he was or how badly he was hurt. A social media campaign quickly spread the message that João Pedro was missing. His body was found the next day inside a police forensic center. Nilton Pinto is the boy's father. "Good people live in the favela, people with families," he said. "I'm sure if this were in wealthy areas, police wouldn't act this way, breaking down the house of someone good." Benonis seeks to hold the Brazilian state responsible for the teenager's death. He said witness reports show that João Pedro was not a threat. Benonis argues the boy died as a result of systemic racism in law enforcement. You can't say it's racism of that police officer, but a practice of police forces not taking care when dealing with a black population. Both President Jair Bolsonaro and Rio State Governor Wilson were elected on a campaign of strong law and order. Both have said police should be widely protected from legal action when they use deadly force in the line of duty. The Rio Civil Police Department said that João Pedro's death is under investigation and that three officers have been suspended in connection with the case. Rio's military police did not answer several requests for comments. On June 5th, Brazil's Supreme Court ruled in favor of a ban on police operations in favelas until the coronavirus crisis has ended. João Pedro's parents attended a demonstration for the first time June 7th. His mother said hearing the protesters call out his name helped ease their pain a little. I'm Alice Bryant.